Good morning. Anything special going on today? Anything? A big, round, warm welcome to our worship service on this special day of the year. This special day that we set aside to honour our mothers and those people who have played that role in our lives. So, just briefly, let's reflect on the many things that mothers do for us and have done for us. First of all, they bring us into the world through a biological miracle that is amazing, and I've heard it's not easy. They spend the next two decades, for those who are mentally, mathematically challenged, 20 years, they spend the next 20 years preparing meals for us, solving our problems, kissing our owies, helping us learn everything from brushing our teeth to how to navigate the difficulties of the real world. Then they spend the rest of their lives fretting and worrying about us. They care for us in a way which is way beyond words. And they sacrifice for us in ways which are way beyond words. And even after they have passed on, their influence stays upon us. It is so powerful that it stays with us and is with us always. We are aware and acknowledge that there are those whose mother's influence upon their lives was not as beneficial. We are aware of that. But I'm not going to ask those who are mothers to stand. But what I am going to ask, and what I will ask you to do if you want to, is, if you want to stand with me, do it now, and let's acknowledge our mothers. We who acknowledge them, let us stand. And we bless them and thank the Lord for them. You stay down. Thank you. So a big welcome to our service on Mother's Day. It's great to be in the house of the Lord on the Lord's Day. And each and every one of us will be richly blessed by being here. And I will hand you now over to Howard. Thank you, Howard.
Good morning. The announcements, most of them are in the bulletin, but I've got a couple of additional ones as well. So for VBS, Vacation Bible Service, Joanne Van Arnhem is looking for various craft items which are on the bulletin, shoebox lids, Kleenex boxes, and other shallow boxes. And so please keep this in mind and bring them to church, and I'm sure Joanne will be collecting those up. Elders meeting on Saturday, May the 26th, so that's 2 weeks from now for the elders. Church picnic on June the 17th, which is also Father's Day. And Grant is looking for sponsors for the Ride to Conquer Cancer. And if you need more information, Grant's at the back, and you can talk to Grant. Two additional announcements not in the bulletin. For lawn mowing, church lawn mowing, for this coming summer, a message from Richard: anyone with a ride-on mower and a way to transport it to the church who would like to help with the lawn mowing this summer, please sign up on the sheet on the bulletin board in the foyer. And that's thank you from the stewards. And the sign-up sheet is on the bulletin board, and it's got red writing on the top. You can't miss it. And finally, a note from Corrine Leesk. The Dog Pound Bluebirds are having their ham and turkey dinner at the Dog Pound Hall this coming Thursday, May the 17th, from 5:30 to 7:30. And so if you need any more information, if you're interested in attending, please talk to Corrine. Okay, thanks very much.
Just saying there, talking about mowing the lawns around the church, it's another one of these things that we tend to take for granted. We just roll up the church and everything looks neat and tidy and everything's ship-shape, God's in his heaven, and the whole world seems to be working right, but there's a lot of people who work hard behind the scenes to make things happen, and we do appreciate it. We really do appreciate it. So if you can help in that way or any other way, then please do so. We love it. It's great. Thank you. We worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. We come now before his presence in silence. In St. John chapter 15, the Lord Jesus says, "My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. You are my friends if you do what I command. I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, I choose you." And wow, for that we say thanks be to God. And so I'd like to invite, on this Mother's Day, I'd like to invite Elma, accompanied by Marion, to lead us in our approach into worship. I was going to say a chorus, but we're going to sing some hymns. Come on, Elma. Thank you.
Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. We're starting with number one, Joyful, Joyful.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God is glory, God above. Hearts of full light bars before thee, pouring to the sun above. Melt the
60, morning is broken. Isn't this a good time to sing this one, I thought? The first, third, and fifth verses.
Lord,
Our thanks to Elma, leading us on Mother's Day in our approach choruses there. And wasn't it great to have her beautiful smile up here? And she smiles and she just makes you smile. Thank you, Elma. And now let us bow our heads and join together in prayer. Let us pray. We thank you, Holy Father, for this great privilege of worship. When we are able to gather here in our Mother Church in fellowship with Christ our Lord and Saviour. And Lord, on this special Mother's Day, we thank you for the amazing and positive influence that most of our mothers have been upon our lives. Many of us, Lord, our mothers are a memory, a beautiful and blessed memory. And we thank you, Father, for the influence that they have been and continue to be upon our lives. And as we worship you, Lord, we ask you to open our hearts, to open our minds this day that we might hear your voice. And we ask, gracious Lord, that you would accept the worship and the praise that we offer to you. And we pray, Father, that you will bless each of us as we worship you. We come to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and we pray this time as Jesus taught us to pray, as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory for ever and ever. Amen.
Our scripture reading is from Acts 10, 44 to 48. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. Then Peter said, Surely no one can stand in the way of their being baptized with water. They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have. So he ordered that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked Peter to stay with them for a few days. And now the responsive reading. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him.
The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness.
He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King.
Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it.
Let the rivers clap their hands, let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness. And the peoples with equity.
Glory be to the Father.
checking with our musical director here that I've done things right here. We come to the celebration of Holy Communion, which is a beautiful celebration. And here in our church, it tends to be our tradition to have this celebration on Mother's Day. And that's what we're going to do. So we're going to begin this celebration. First of all, I would say all who love the Lord Jesus Christ are invited to come and join in this great celebration. If you love Jesus, he loves you, and this is for you. And so we will begin by standing and singing our little communion hymn, 255 in the red, We Remember You. We stand.
Let us pray. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
We continue in prayer. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the body of our Saviour Jesus, which was broken for us, and to drink of his blood, which was shed for us, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen.
The Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.
Would the elders come and join me, please? You that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbors, and intend to live a new life, following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith, and take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and present yourself in all humility before Almighty God. body of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, which was broken for you to preserve you unto everlasting life. Take, eat, and be thankful. blood of the Lord Jesus shed for you. The blood of the Lord Jesus shed for you. Thank you. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. There is wonderful power in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is his blood, shed for you. Take, drink, and be thankful. Thank you. We bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Lord, for this blessed communion, we give you thanks. And we ask that by your body and that by your blood, that we may be made strong in your spirit through Christ our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen. A couple of weeks ago, we were just starting our music schedule, and I asked Sandra if she could stand in and do some music for that day, because we hadn't had time to plan anything, and she very graciously agreed to do that. We produced the schedule, and guess who's on today? Special music, our Sandra. Thank you, Sandra. We'll listen to you anytime. Thank you.
Playing you another kitchen song this morning. This kitchen I was in long ago because it was my grandmother's kitchen. I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light, I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I claim for my own. Then like the blind man that God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I was a fool to wander and stray. Straight is the gate and narrow the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Yee-haw! Great job, Sandra. Thank you so much. That was excellent. And now your gifts for the work of God in this church and throughout the world will now be received. Thank you. Almighty God, our gracious Father, we are in awe of this wonderful world that you have created for us. And we are thankful to you, Father, for the blessings that you shower down upon us. And so we come to you now, Father, and we bring these, our gifts, to you. They are but humble tokens of our gratitude, but we ask you, Father, to bless these gifts and to bless the givers and use each and every one of them for the extension of your kingdom here on earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Now the children will now be leaving for their Sunday school classes. And I get the impression that Rufus is desperate to get singing. So we... we will prepare ourselves to stand and sing to the glory of God, the hymn 64, All Creatures of Our God and King, and we sing verses 1, 2, 3, and 5. Follow us on the screen. Thank you.
All creatures of our God and King, hallelujah, hallelujah, oh.
We come to our time of prayer. And I think as a church family we are richly blessed because there are many, many people within this church family who are what I like to term as prayer warriors. People who pray incessantly and they pray about all things. And of course this is what the Lord tells us that we should all do. And prayer works. We see it over and over again here in our church congregation. We've got that mad biker Lucas back with us. He's gone out to Sunday school now, but he's back with us. We've got his mum, Herma, here. And Herma's had a bit of a busy week, and she's here. And she's, look at that smile on her face now. The Lord put that smile there. You know, and God hears prayer, and he answers prayers, and if you know of anybody who is in need of prayer, who's got something going on in their lives, whether it be something pending or whether it be something happening now, something in your life, at work, at home, wherever. Iris and I have just survived a whole week with our grandkids and we are here with reasonable sanity still upon us. God hears prayer. And it is a very, very power. And we've got to remember that to God, all things are possible. All things are possible. Let us bow our heads and join together in prayer. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, almighty and loving God our Father, we thank you today for choosing us to be your friends. For reaching out and embracing us and supporting us and helping us, even when we have not been ready or willing to reach out and help and embrace you. So very often, Lord, we forget that you are so much more than our Creator, so much more than our guiding light and judge of what is right and wrong. You know all of this, Father. You know how we turn away from you. At the very time, Lord, very often when we need you the most, we seek comfort in those things which do not bring comfort or satisfaction. And yet we are thankful, Lord, that you stay with us and you reach out to us, even in those times. Truly, Lord Jesus, you are a friend to us. And we pray that you will help us to be a friend to you. In your friendship to us, Lord, you have guided us to this fellowship, which has embraced us and made us your family in this place. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for this blessing and this grace in our lives. And we give you thanks, Lord, and we pray for every home represented here. Lord, bless our homes, watch over and protect our families, and grant us the grace to be able to heal any rifts which may exist amongst brothers and sisters. We thank you, Lord, for the measure of health and strength that we enjoy. We bless you for the miracles of healing that continually take place in our midst. And we lift up to you, Lord, here in the silence and in the beauty of holiness, those for whom we again seek the miracle of healing in body, in mind, or spirit. We ask you now, Lord, to hear us as we whisper their names before your throne of grace. We pray in silence. Lord Jesus, holy God, you have chosen us to be your friends, and you have appointed us to go and bear fruit. We pray that we may indeed bear fruit, fruit that results in others and all bringing praise and glory to your blessed name. Help us, Lord, to love one another as you love us. Show us how to reach out in friendship to everyone who enters our lives, and not just to those who offer their friendship to us. We ask you, Lord, to protect us from the arrows of those who would harm us, as we pray for them. Bless us, Lord, as we bless those who curse us. Forgive us as we forgive those who would do wrong to us. And Father, strengthen us as we lift up those who have fallen. Lord, grant us the grace of your presence in the week that lies ahead. May we be very conscious of those who are in need. And may we be channels of the many blessings that you have prepared for all of those who love you. Holy Father, Lord God, hear our prayers, and let our cry come unto thee. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. And so we listen now to the word of the Lord.
Good morning, everybody. He has a nice big cheat sheet up here for me, too. It is actually getting a little small in this book, even for me. This morning, the gospel reading is from St. John, chapter 15, verses 9 to 17. And I'm going to use the cheat sheet. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This my command. This is my command: love each other. And the epistle this morning is from 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. It's titled Faith in the Incarnate Son of God. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. In fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands. And his commands are not burdensome, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth.
And our thanks to Michelle for those readings from the scriptures. To God be the glory. Great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son. We stand and we sing to God's glory that great old hymn.
Who yields
Would you pray with me, please? And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be perfectly acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This particular day in the church year presents something of a dilemma to preachers. The church calendar gives us a lectionary of readings upon which we meditate and usually preach upon. But the other calendar says it's Mother's Day. So what do you do? Do you preach Mother's Day or do you preach the lectionary? I read in a preacher's journal not that long ago about this guy, and he talked about Mother's Day and preachers. And he says, Mother's Day's coming up and you preachers must make a decision. You decide you preach the lectionary or you decide you preach Mother's Day. And he says, if you value your position as pastor of that church, make the right decision. Okay, Mother's Day. On my desk in my office, I have a calendar entitled Murphy's Law. You know the type of thing. It speaks about all of the things that are likely to go wrong. So because it's Mother's Day, I have for you a few items that come under the banner of Murphy's Laws of Parenting. And see if any of you mums can identify with any of them. First off, the longer it takes you to prepare a meal, the less your child will like it. Right? Right. Next, the later you stay up, the earlier your child will awake the next morning. I think that's very true. Yep. Next one, toys multiply to fill the space available. Another true one. Yours is always the only child who doesn't behave. And I think the final one I've got here is if the shoe fits, it's expensive. And I'm sure that quite a few of these strike home. If not right now, then certainly in times gone by. What we do not want to do on Mother's Day is to take mums for granted. Because no one casts a longer shadow throughout the course of our lives than our mother. Back in the 1950s, most mums read these kind of books, the stories of the Adventures of Dick and Jane, series of stories. And then a children's book revolution took place when a man called Theodore Gisel produced his own style of books for children's early reading exercises. You might not recognize his name, but you'll recognize his pen name of Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss. And this brought about a revolution in children's reading. His books, The Hat in the Cat, The Cat in the Hat, whatever you call it. And then you've got this one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. Did you read them? Of course you read them. Still do, right? Yeah, of course you read them. Some of us still do. But anyway, adopting a similar style to Dr. Seuss, there was children's author P.D. Eastman. And he added his classics, such as Go, Dog, Go. And one of you that many will remember, Are You My Mother? You remember that one? Are You My Mother? Guess who's been spending the week with the grandchildren? So just in case you didn't get the chance to read this particular book, Are You My Mother? It's a simple little story about a baby bird that hatches out of his egg while his mother is missing off the nest. He falls out of the nest, or he jumps out of the nest, and he promptly sets off to find his mother. Problem is, he hatched out of the egg when his mother wasn't there, so he has no idea what his mother looks like. No idea at all. So off he goes with no clue of what mother looks like, looking for his mother. And he approaches animals, trucks, boats, even a huge steam shovel. And that steam shovel eventually dumps him safely back into the nest where he came from. Every animal or machine that he approaches, he earnestly asks the question, Are you my mother? And you know what makes this a great story? Because it very cleverly uses the natural craving that is built into each and every one of us for a mother's presence. We all crave a mother's presence. So this Sunday, the second Sunday of May, has been officially designated as Mother's Day since May the 9th, 1914. But in England, as far back as the 1600s, there has been a tradition of Mothering Sunday. Mothering Sunday. If you look in your bulletin, you'll see I had Michelle headed up Mothering Sunday, which I usually do. Originally born out of the Roman Catholic celebrations of Mary, the Mother of Christ, the English Mothering Sunday allowed poor women who worked and lived as servants in the households of the wealthy people, it allowed them a day off work to return home to be with their families, specifically to be with their mother. And I think it's fitting that Mother's Day is designated as a Sunday celebration. A Sunday celebration. So although we do not refer to this imagery very often anymore, we are gathered in what really is our Mother Church. This is our Mother Church. When our young people leave home, whenever they do that, whether it be after graduation and sometimes years after that, but whenever they leave, they return at Christmas, they come back at Easter, they come back at Thanksgiving, they come back on Mother's Day, they come back home and they come back to their own church, they come back to their mother and to their mother church. And we rejoice in seeing them when they come back, because this is their mother church. Saint Cyprian, a 3rd century African bishop, said, "It is impossible to have God as our Father if we do not have Christ's church as our mother. We do not worship the church, we worship Christ. But as access to God is through Christ," remember John 14 verse 6, "no one comes to the Father except through me," says Jesus, "and the body of Christ is the church." Mother's Day for we Christians is a day to celebrate and give thanks for our earthly mum and also for our mother church. And we thank and praise God. Today's gospel reading is all about creating an intimate family connection that binds together the odd assortment of people that Jesus has collected to be his disciples. Now, other than a couple of brothers, there was no bloodline here to hold fast these first believers. When you think of our church, it's the same, isn't it? It's the same. Yeah, you get some related. Some people, well, half the congregation are called Reed, but the rest of us have no bloodline connection. So Jesus has offered his disciples the image of a family tree. Except this tree of life was not some mighty cedar or a mighty oak. It was instead a vine, a growing, spreading, entwining organism whose ultimate purpose is to bear fruit. If you wanted to attempt to trace your family tree, you can go on the internet now, and there are lots of different sites which help you to do that. Online historical help to trace your family roots. But for those of us who gather in the body of Christ, in the nurture and the nourishment of our mother church, we need look only to one place to find our family tree. We are living out our faith as branches of the tree of life, growing out of the origins of God's continuing and loving relationship with this world. And what is this world but God's people? Jesus says, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love." Now remain in my love. Jesus tells his disciples, all of his disciples, then and now, it is only by remaining in his love and in following his commandment to love one another that we will fully participate in God's love. Robert Frost, the poet, has a poem entitled "Leaves Compared with Flowers." Leaves compared with flowers. Listen to this. "A tree's leaves may be ever so good, so may its bark, so may its wood, but unless you put the right thing to its root, it will never show much flower or fruit. Unless you put the right thing to its root, it will never show much flower or fruit." Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the root that keeps our family tree healthy and flowering. Were the Mother Church to forget that witnessing to Christ's love is the foundation of its faith, the nourishment for its roots, it would lose its ability to bear fruit. Last Sunday we looked at Christ's words where he said, "I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. While every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful." Think of God's role in our lives. Think of a mother's role in our lives. Aren't they the same? God tends, a mother guides. God counsels, a mother teaches. God prunes, a mother takes away or applies a time out, or in some other way lets us know that we're off course. The desires of both God and our mother for our lives are basically the same. In both cases, the aim is to grow and develop and produce fruit, healthy fruit. For mother, we are to become strong and wise and educated and courageous and ethical and well-mannered. And it's the same with God. He wants the same things for us, and he wants us to remain in Jesus' love. To do this, to achieve this, we must remain in Jesus' love. I came across an article this week with some good advice for those of our church family who are husbands. Mother's Day advice for husbands. What not to buy your wife on Mother's Day. Do not buy anything, any part of clothing that involves sizes. Men are notoriously bad at estimating sizes. And the size that you choose will almost certainly offend. Do I look that size? Avoid all things useful. The new gadget advertised to save hours of time will be a disastrous gift on Mother's Day. Don't buy them. Always avoid weight loss or self-improvement products. Anything in this area will be taken as a severe criticism. Stay clear. Do not buy jewellery. The jewellery she wants, you cannot afford. What you can afford, she does not want. And never buy underwear. Frilly underwear. Your ideas and her ideas of appropriate underwear are light years apart. Don't spend too much. How do you think we are going to afford that? And on the other hand, don't spend too little either. Is that all I'm worth? Jesus says, produce fruit. What kind of fruit is the Lord Jesus Christ anticipating from our lives? What is he looking for us to produce? In his letter to the Galatians, St. Paul, in chapter 5 and verses 22 and 23, St. Paul answers that question. He says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. Question, how is the orchard of your life? Are you producing fruit, the kind of fruit that God is looking for? The gardener will be along. He carries pruning shears, and he also carries an axe. Is your mom proud of you? Is your mom proud of you? Thanks be to God. Amen. We're going to close with our usual two hymns. First of all, a great hymn that I'm sure all of you know about the friendship of the Lord Jesus Christ. We stand and sing to his glory. What a friend we have in Jesus.
Sin.
After this service, make sure that you go find a mother and give her a big hug. We pray. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all and all whom we love this day and forevermore.